This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Thursday?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm ready for Friday. We're almost there.
Right.
Yes, sir. So, do you remember speaking to me about Google Guaranteed like 3 months ago? Do you remember anything about it?
Not really. I mean, we talked a little briefly, but I know they're Google Leads, and
they're amazing. Best lead program on the market.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea of, you know, how it works and stuff, but
Okay, well, just so you know exactly how it works, so Google, like you mentioned, Google Guaranteed, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. Best lead program on the market currently. Okay, here's the reason why. For one, a lot of companies don't know about it yet because it's so new, so there's not a lot of competition on Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing, the lead is only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. That's huge, okay? Now, the best part about it, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you're not charged for the lead automatically. Nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so I always like to...
As soon as pricing is discussed or an appointment, then you guys can charge for the lead.
That's correct. If you quote them over the phone, yes, you will be charged for the lead, or if you set an appointment with them. And I always like to expand on this part. So the way it works, right, every company in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number, Jeff. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots, so like an AI. And what happens, so when they call, if you don't speak to the person, if it's out of your radius, if it's a solicitation call, right, or, you know, it's a service you don't provide, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end, okay?
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this program. So the main reason, Jeff, they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads, okay? It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay?
Yeah.
So Google is saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the customer if they book your services through Google Guaranteed. And they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify first off, the company is still currently licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Also, any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it'll just be you.
Yep.
But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
It's fine. I only have one. It's my brother, and I do all the talking.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So if you want to list them, you can. If not, you just put zero field workers and just leave you on the background. They go off the past 7 years, and they're looking for, like, any felonies. Okay. I always feel awkward asking about that one, but I have to.
All right.
So you're licensed, you're insured, you'll pass the background, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. Let me pull up your lead fees. Let's see. Okay, so for the Flooring Pro vertical, your cost per qualified lead will be $36 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a guy in New York, takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $470.
Okay.
Now, whatever lead budget you set, Jeff, it does roll over, okay? So let's say you do the minimum budget at 13 qualified leads, okay? And let's say you get 3 qualified leads and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, or let's just say you got 3 qualified leads that month only, okay? The following month, you're not charged the 470, you'll be charged 36 times 3. Not the best at math, but whatever that is.
So we don't build up a huge overflow of leads, because then instead of thinking like I probably won't get as many in the location that I'm at to fill that $470 minimum, so every month it'll probably be less.
So one really, really good thing about Google Guaranteed too is it isn't like the map section where it's based off your local area. You can target anywhere on Google Guaranteed as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas.
Okay.
You know? So I know you do Bella Vista, Benton County, Bentonville, Fayetteville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Springdale, right?
Yep.
Okay. So on Google Guaranteed, you would show up in all of those areas is the way it would work. Perfect. But you're correct. Yep. Like if you got – this hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients – but let's say you got 0 leads, the next month you would be charged $0, okay?
Okay.
And unlike Angie Leads, right, or any other programs like that, you will not go over the lead budget that you set, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm with Angie Leads right now.
Okay.
I was doing them as this was getting going. And it's the same old story. And, you know, I get some jobs, but it's just, one of the things you've touched on is, like, they – will send me a lead and it'll be out of my radius, or they'll send me a lead and it's not exactly what I do, and then I'm fighting them to get this credit.
And, yeah, nobody's got time for that.
Right, and then I have to call constantly, but they also don't get that many because of the location I'm at. I don't. Mm-hmm. There's not as many jobs out there, but I lowered it down to refinish only because if I did the refinish and the installation, they were, you know, charging me way too much, and they were giving me tile installation and stuff, linoleum and carpet, and I'm like, I don't, you know, we need to narrow this down to hardwood flooring. I don't do those things, so.
Right.
So I just went to refinishing. And that's,
right.
I would like to expand that with you to sand and refinish and installation of real wood, laminate, engineered, and vinyl.
So
those would be my...
With Google Guaranteed, you're going to have subcategories, which I'm going to send to you in just 1 second. But the thing about it, like, so just to tell you about a couple of my clients, one's a tree service guy. He does everything regarding trees, but he's like, I only want tree removals. So that's the only category we turn on for him, you know? There's been others in that situation. So for the flooring pro vertical, just to list them off, there's baseboards, carpet, you probably want those off. Hardwood, install floors, marble, floor polishing, floor refinishing, floor repair and maintenance, wood floor sanding, tile, and then the infamous other. Others on every Google Guaranteed category. Okay? So
that doesn't specify a engineered vinyl or laminate, which are very big where I'm at.
We would do that in the other, basically, is how it would work.
Okay.
You know?
And then we can list it out in the other that...
We can, as long as it's related to Flooring Pro. If it's anything out, like, if your other was for, like, tree removal, well, then we would have to put you in that vertical, you know, just to make sense or whatnot. But,
right.
The lead budget you set, too, whatever your lead budget is, right, we do not charge that until we finish the Google Guarantee application process, okay? This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. What we send in writing, Jeff, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main guy here that sets these accounts up, though. Usually when you get everything to us ASAP, I'm talking like day one, it's done within 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Now, we do charge. There's a one-time application fee. It's not like Angie's where it's a renewal fee. You pay this one time. You never, ever have to pay it again. That's for just $250.
Okay.
Okay. So first thing,
and then also the minimum is going to be 470 on top of that.
Yeah. So what will happen is all that's done at startup is that $250 application fee. After you're approved, right, what's going to happen is you're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification asking you if you're ready to turn your leads on. Okay?
Okay.
When you give us the thumbs up on that, that's when your lead budget would be charged, and you'll be showing in the Google Guaranteed section.
And then the lead budget before 70 at that point. So
yes, that's the
within the first week or two, I would need the 720, basically.
Oh, say it again? 720?
Within probably the first week or two, I'd need 720 to cover everything, right?
Yeah, 470 plus 250, correct.
Yeah, and it would happen probably like within a week, do you think? Or
I think the application process usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks. For whatever reason, the background check is the longest part. That takes 3 weeks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So I have about a month or less to have the whole month. Okay.
Yeah, and if you don't have it ready, all you do is you say, no, I'm not ready to turn my leads on. But the first step is getting that application done, you know. But I'm telling you, so I have a client that he was using Angie's too, spending $5,000 a month with them. He started at the minimum budget with us, and now he's spending around like a little over $2,000 in Google Guaranteed, and he's getting way, way better results, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm already ready to dump them, and you know, because I'd been with them before this. When I started my last company, I ran for like 27 years. I was with them off and on a little bit.
Certainly,
you know, I'd do within the. Yeah, I get tired of them, so I dump them, and then I brought them back a little bit when we're slow, and then I dumped them, and I used them out here to get going, and I'm ready to get rid of them. So I'm ready to make the switch.
Yeah, and in this program too, like a lot of companies don't know about it, so that's a great thing because. Not everybody's flooded on Google Guaranteed, so you'll love it, man.
What
I'm going to do first, okay, I'm going to send to ozhardwoodflooring@gmail.com. It's an email titled Google Guaranteed. I am going to reply to that email with your cost per lead, what your minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories too. That way you have it in writing.
Okay.
One quick sec. 36 per lead. And budget 470. Okay. And copy and paste these subcategories. There we go. All right. Now, the next step too, I'm going to assign a lead specialist to your company. This is the person managing your lead. Okay. They want to meet you. They'll just go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You can always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, okay, they're going to be able to check your application to make sure that it was submitted properly. All right. Now,
gotcha.
Even though I'm not the one managing your leads, I'm very active in my accounts. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. So if you ever have any questions, you could call me. You already have mine?
I've got it. I have it from the original conversation extension.
You're the man. You're the man. Okay, so I won't even hit send on this. Perfect. So I work in the Google Guarantee department full-time, too. So this is what...
Yeah, I remember you telling me that in the beginning, and I knew I'd end up here at this point right here with this conversation at some point. So
you'll
here
love
we
it.
Are.
Sure. Yes, sir. Now, before I schedule that appointment, I'm going to have you schedule with Ivan. He's great. I meet with him daily. Like, he's really on top of it. So I'm going to schedule that appointment with Ivan. Before I do that, though, I'm going to send that application to you via text message and via email. Let me ask, though, so for the one-time application fee, Jeff, are we going to be using the same card on file, the one ending in 2247?
Let me double check that. All right. Make sure I didn't switch something.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
I think it's different, actually.
Yeah, it's coded out, so it only shows me the last four, which is it says it's a MasterCard 2247.
Yeah, that's fine for now. Yep. Use that one.
Okay. If you ever wanted to change that card, you can do that in your settings, in your dashboard, or you could call me and I could do it for you, either way. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So give me 1 second. Let me just attach Google Guarantee to your account. Add. When I first started in this department, they I used to have to message them to do this part for me, and I was like, man, you guys got to give me access. Like, this is ridiculous.
So, too much lag time, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, dang, man. But, okay, so here we go. I just added LSA to your account. So I'm going to send the application to you via text right now. And the same text that I'm sending you, I'm just going to copy and paste that into our email thread, okay? That way you have it in both spots, all right? Looking at 1 sec. The application, too, it's really easy. It's a one-page application. And if you don't want to include your brother on the background part, all you need to do is just put zero field workers. Google doesn't have, like, a van driving around checking up on that. So you'll be good.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So let me see. Reply to the email.
So this application, can I just do it from my phone, or do I need to print it out? And
no, you don't need to print it. You can do it from your phone, or a computer, whatever's easier for you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Few other things I need to tell you about. So the background check is going to be done by two different entities, possibly. Okay. Google uses Pinkerton. If it's Pinkerton that's doing the background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. Okay. If Evident does the background check, they're going to require you to scan a front and back of your driver's license, which what will happen is in your appointment with Ivan, he'll be able to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. If it's Evident, he's going to trigger that text to you while you're on the phone with him. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, another requirement for Google Guaranteed is you need 5 reviews on Google. You currently have 4. So you're just 1 away. What I'm going to do, okay, is I'm going to send you a tiny URL. I just have to have one made for you right now. And just send that, it doesn't matter, friends, family members, current clients, previous clients, just get us one more review on that Google section, okay? Yeah, if you're having trouble with that, which I'm sure you won't, let me know, man, and I'll have my brother do it even. Like, let's just get it done.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got people. All right, I got someone I'm looking for right now that'll do it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so I just messaged Steve on that. He's our website guy, so he's gonna send me that tiny URL, and I'll text it to you as soon as he gets it to me. Okay.
Okay.
Should be like the next 30 minutes or so, at the latest. Okay. Now.
So when you text that to me, what do I need to do with that?
Oh, it's just a link. So what it's gonna say is like ratemypro.ozhardwood, right? Like something like that, whatever he creates. And when you send it to somebody and they click on that link, it pulls up the stars already. So all they need to do is click 5 stars. They can write something, not write something. It doesn't matter. We just need one more review on there. Okay?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I can just send it to someone. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Should be super easy. Okay.
On this application that says, what is your business's physical address? And it's just one line. Should I just put the everything, Bella Vista, and the zip code and everything else?
Yeah, so put the, if it's the 9 Kirkham Lane, Bella Vista, just put that. Correct. Let me pull it up real fast, actually, because I haven't looked at that address part in a while. So give me 1 second.
That's what I got.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We used to have this app on 3 pages, and the 1 page just makes it, like, way easier now.
Yeah.
The business ad. Yeah, yeah, you put it all right there. Correct.
Okay.
And then it'll ask, like, the when the business is established, the EIN number. You're going to see when you get down to the insurance, okay, we put an example of the insurance Google wants to see. If you don't have that Accord document, all insurance companies provide it. So all you would need to do is call your insurance or talk to your rep, and they should be able to send it to you. You have it. Awesome.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay,
right there,
perfect.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Yeah, take your time, brother. Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I've got copies of my insurance. I also have it in my email. I can forward whatever.
Awesome.
That's no problem.
Perfect. Okay, and let's see. Let's get this client interview scheduled too. So usually he wants it next day, so you have time to fill out your application. You're already doing your app, but he's booked today. So let me.
Okay.
Let's see. So the earliest appointment he has tomorrow. You said 2:30.
No, I was telling my brother 8:30 tomorrow.
30 tomorrow. Got you. Man, that's a
Tomorrow is fine. Like 2:00 would be fine.
2:00. Let me see what they have. Give me one.
Or maybe even like lunch, noon. What's best for you guys?
Okay, so he has an 11 a.m. He has a 1 p.m. too. So the 12.
Do the one.
Okay. So let me book that in right now. You're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say local splash on it, LSA. Okay, that term you want to get used to, the LSA term. Okay, what that means is local service ads. It's just another term for Google Guarantee. And what's going to happen when you get leads from Google Guarantee, they're going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. That way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through.
And they're going to come through by like text and email, or how are they doing
it? They come through on phone calls is the way it works.
Phone calls. Just phone calls. Perfect. That's the best.
Yes.
Okay.
That way there's no misconstruction, like if it's qualified or unqualified through a text. Like they have to call you, you have to speak to them, and you have to either set an appointment or quote them in order to be charged.
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
Okay. Now, I kid you not, it's crazy like how accurate it is, but just to safeguard it too, in your tracking system you currently have with us, we're going to add a section when you click on leads. It will say paid leads, and that will show you every Google Guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which just means qualified or unqualified. Okay. All right. Okay, so I told you about the reviews, the background check. Do you have any questions for me? Oh, got my ringer now. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just got the invitation. I don't need to do anything there, right?
Well, if you add it, it just adds it to your calendar. But, yeah, nothing's really needed. Just be available at that time tomorrow.
So right now, just the application. And
the application and the review. Those are, like, I know nobody likes homework, but that's your main homework right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to see. Did you say? So there's the...
Okay. The review you haven't gotten yet, because I'm just waiting on that tiny URL from Steve. So as soon as I have that, I'm going to text it over to you. So as of now, just try to get that application filled out and submitted. And then what will happen is tomorrow, 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email and a text reminder. And as long as I'm available, I'll call you first and introduce you to Ivan. If I'm on the phone, then Ivan just calls on his own.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. All
right.
I'll get that review done tomorrow.
Awesome. And I'll get that tiny URL. I think Steve's in a meeting, so I'm going to push that to his boss, actually, see if I can get it a little quicker. Okay?
A URL for the lead so it'll show up faster? Because I have...
For the review.
For the review. That's what I mean, for the review.
Because
I have something that I've been sending from you guys for the reviews that goes directly to Google, cool. But...
Oh, you might already have it then. Give me one quick second. Tiny URL. Let me check.
I'll tell you what I have. How was your experience with us? Thanks for your business. And then it goes down. It says click here to leave a review. And it's a /ratemy.pro/Oz. If you didn't have a good experience with us, please reply in an email. And you guys wrote that and sent it to me. So I've been copying that and sending it to people's emails for my reviews.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that should be it. But hold on, let me find it real fast, because I want to make sure it's not like a review for us, you know? Give me one quick second.
It shouldn't be, because it's worth it. It was sent to me, the one I have is January 13th.
Okay, January 13th. Okay, let me find, that was a while ago. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
January
13th. And I sent them out. People have a totally responded. I haven't done that many jobs, but a couple people didn't respond, and then a couple people did. So.
Yeah, that is it. RateMyPro.oz. So I'm gonna send it to you again right now via text without the period.
Okay.
That way it's easier for you to copy and paste, because if you put that period in it, I don't think it'll pull up for them. So I'm gonna shoot that to you right now. So it's just easier. I'm not gonna put any message in it. Just copy, paste it, shoot it to your clients. Okay.
Okay. So the whole writing's not showing up to them, is what you're saying.
Well, if you do a period on the end of that, right? Because I noticed what they did, whoever sent that, they put a dot on the end, which makes sense. It's like the end of a sentence. But if you put the period on the end of that link, nothing will pop up. So what I did is I just sent you the link without the period. So now it should show up.
That's why people aren't responding to it. I sent it by seven, eight people. And they didn't respond, so I had to redo it and show them.
Okay, from now on, just copy and paste that link as is. And what I'm going to do, it sucks that did happen, but I have a meeting with Caesar, he runs the customer service side. I'm going to make him aware of that. Like, hey, don't put the period in there. That way it doesn't happen to anybody else, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So what you just sent me, please fill and submit your Google Guarantee.
Wait,
that's not the one.
No. I should have sent you, it'll say HTTPS, /. Right. Yeah. So now you can copy and paste that as is. And when you send it, cause there's no period on it, you're golden.
Yeah.
And I can write whatever I want with it. That's perfect.
Yeah. For sure. Or if you wanted, because they gave you a message to send, right? Give me a second here.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty good.
So here, I'm going to copy that message without the period, too. Give me one second. Let me just find it again. January 13th. Here it is. Okay, I got it. All right. So I'm sending it to you right now. I'm taking that period out of there, though, so it works now with the link.
Perfect.
And
that's great.
Make sure I'm just proofreading it. Yeah, we're golden. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
I'll be able to load up on a few reviews here because of that, I think.
Yeah. That period. I'm not sure if, because that's the first one I've seen like that with the period, but I'll. Uh-huh. I usually just send the link. I don't write a message.
The link is fine too. I'm fine with that. I don't mind saying my own message.
Right. Because the biggest thing with the link is like, you know, Betsy Sue doesn't know where to go leave a review. Well, now she just clicks on the link and bam, it pops up, you know? So it makes it super easy.
Easier.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I just resent you the whole message without the period. So you should be good to go with that. Okay.
Cool.
All right. All right, perfect. Congratulations again. Look out for that call tomorrow. The review and the application, most important things right now. Okay?
Okay.
Got it. I'll get it done.
All right. You're awesome. Have a great rest of your day, Jeff.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Bye.